This goes to Dr. Megan, M-E-G-A-N-B-O-Y-K. Fax is 989-802-5955. And the patient is Michael Eckenwilder, E-C-K-E-N, like November, W-I-L-E-R. Date of birth is 2/27 of 1956. Dear Dr. Boyk, this is a consultation for Mr. Eckenwire, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease after his right nephrectomy for right renal cell carcinoma. The patient is here with his sister today. He is a 70-year-old male who was relatively healthy until he had a stroke in 2024, which resulted in some left-sided weakness as well as dysarthria. And that is mostly recovered, is mostly improved at this point. And then he was having bloody urine in the summer of 2025, so he went to the emergency room, and a scan was done of the abdomen, and a suspicious lesion was found on the right kidney. He actually had the right radical nephrectomy in Ann Arbor in August of 2025. And then he was treated with Keytruda every 3 weeks for several doses, but the Keytruda caused liver enzyme elevation as well as TSH, initial suppression, and then a very high level of TSH, almost 100. The Keytruda has been stopped in March. And he was also having some palpitations and dizziness and had a loop recorder placed. And he had several very long 5-second pauses, so a permanent pacemaker was placed in January of 2026. And he sees Dr. Pacis, it's P-A-C-I-S, on a regular basis for cardiology. And he has been managing his blood pressure with medications currently. No headaches or dizziness currently, no chest pain or palpitations. The pacemaker is set at 60 and seems to be a paced rhythm because that's the current rate. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema, no neuropathy, no excessive arthritic pain or complaints of pain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension. Also, the stroke in 2024, right renal cell carcinoma was found in 2025 with the initial presentation of hematuria, of gross hematuria. Currently, he has hypothyroidism suspected to be caused by the Keytruda, and it seems to be improving with repeated testing, and history of hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, he had the right radical nephrectomy in August of 25 and a permanent pacemaker placed in January of 26. Social history, the patient never smoked cigarettes. He does not use vaping. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is divorced. He's retired from a water treatment facility, currently living with his sister in the lake area. Family history is significant for anemia, hypertension, a history of DVT, stroke, heart disease, prostate cancer, and COPD. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Lipitor 80 milligram daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Hydralazine is 25 milligram 3 times a day. a multivitamin daily, and Valsartan 80 milligram daily. Physical exam, height is 67 inches, weight 162 pounds, pulse was 60 and regular, and blood pressure right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 150/82. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Pacemaker is in the left upper chest area. It is non-tender. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no bulges. And extremities, no peripheral edema. Sensation is intact in the lower extremities. No lesions or rashes noted. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 7th of 2026. Creatinine is 1.84. Estimated GFR is 39. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.1. Albumin is 3.9. The SGPT is 53. So that's improving. The previous level was 59. AST 35, TSH has improved. It was 96. Now it's down to 10.2. Free T4 was 0.39. Now it's up to 0.74. So that is improving without treatment currently. His hemoglobin 13.9 with a normal white count, normal platelets. Other creatinine levels, January 8th of 26, 1.83, GFR 39. 11/26, 25, creatinine 1.89, GFR 38. 11/13, 25, creatinine 1.77, GFR 41. And 29/25, creatinine 1.84 with a GFR of 39. And we have a urinalysis that was done 9/29/25, negative for blood, negative for protein, no casts, no crystals were noted. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 10. And we have a MRI of the abdomen done 12/2 of 2025. This shows the status post right nephrectomy without any enhancing mass within the nephrectomy bed. No left-sided hydronephrosis, and there was a left renal sinus cyst suggested. So that was a clean scan. He's scheduled to have another MRI in June of this year. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease following his right nephrectomy for right renal cell carcinoma. We do want him to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypertension, slightly higher in the office, although home blood pressures are running between 120 and 130 over 70 to 80. If any adjustments need to be made, it would be fine to increase valsartan, taper him off the hydralazine, and even add a diuretic like hydrochlorothiazide if needed for blood pressure control. But currently the blood pressure is not unexpected here in the office for the first visit. And we will continue to check labs every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.